By by what?
Douche. Yeah, this is the time of the program where we're asking each viewer to just donate $5. If everybody donated $5 in 1 hour, we would
be able to afford our salaries.
Would be funded for an entire year. So.
Should we just read our adverts like Joe Buck, just like the most monotone, boring voice? Ever? McDonald's, have it your way.
Now comes a new sitcom to Fox, Two Broke Girls.
All the weird excitement. Of,
oh,
and they've scored the game-winning touchdown.
Wow. Eli Manning evades the pass rush, passes it. Tyree catches it. First down chance. Greatest play in Super Bowl history. Arguably.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Right. So, Pulse of Campus is starting now. And in this segment, just for you and new listeners, as this is the new, this is a new semester, this is where we go outside of the radio station. We go in Button Rock Commons and we see if we can find someone willing to come on the show. And luckily, this is my first try. Usually it takes about 5 tries to get someone to come onto the show, so I really appreciate it. And with us in studio is a band that's playing in the Pause tonight. Tell me your name, I guess. I'm assuming you're band leader.
Yeah, I'm the bass player, so okay. Technically bass players are the band leader.
Right. We just played the Beatles, so I would say, you know, you're kind of a Paul McCartney type. That's actually true. Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Welcome, and yeah, tell me about your band and what you guys are doing here, where you all come from.
Well,
so.
I shouldn't have the mic for too long, but the band is called Ava.
Okay.
And it's named after our lead singer, Ava, who created this brainchild a couple years ago, and... A couple months ago, I got the opportunity of joining, and it's been very, very fun. And I'll let her talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, welcome. Right. And your name was? Thanks, Ethan. All right, welcome, Ava.
Thank you.
So you're playing tonight. Are you excited? Is this part of a tour?
No, it's not a part of a tour. We just got an email from a representative at St. Olaf, and they were like, we'd love to have you out. So we just made the drive from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Okay.
And now we're here.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're playing tonight. What kind of music do you play?
We do a very eclectic mix of sounds in our band. So it's a little bit of jazz. It's a little bit of funk. It's a little bit of neo-soul. We have some indie rock flair in there. It's a whole melting pot of sounds.
That sounds awesome. When are you guys playing tonight?
Ooh, 9:30.
9:30.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good Luck Finding Iris is another local band, and they're...
I was like, what is... Good Luck Finding Iris, like, what is it?
Right,
oh,
right.
It's a band name. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, Good Luck Finding...
Yeah. So Good Luck Finding Iris is from Minneapolis and St. Paul as well, and they're kind of a indie... Yeah, indie rock with a little flair. Yeah. Yep, okay. And they're going to be opening up for us.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. So there's a lot of people in here.
Mm-hmm.
What all instruments do you guys play?
You want to take turns? Say a little something about yourself.
I play the guitar.
That was Andy, and Andy plays guitar.
Nice.
I'm Sam, and I play the keys.
Nice.
I'm John, I play drums.
Nice.
I'm Ethan. I play the electric four-string bass guitar, Fender Jazz, special jazz from 2011. I put some Vilex pickups in it. It's fully passive. I play through a TC electronic cab and a Bugera amp head, and I use a Twin Town Guitars cable.
Okay.
Hope you all wrote that down.
I'm Ava. I sing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I just have a question about your rehearsals. So you guys seem like good friends, right? So how do you... okay. Maybe not Joey and everyone else, but everyone else. You can leave the room, Joey. I'm just kidding.
No, that was my first time.
Okay. How do you, like, manage that during rehearsal? Like, because I'm sure you have to, like, get down to business and, like, practice and, you know, be able to be honest with each other in the studio. So I'm just wondering how do you kind of balance that?
I think everybody has a lot of respect for each other, regardless on whether the fact that we're friends.
Okay.
So I would say our rehearsals actually flow very easily. we really don't have any issues. And, you know, we hang out when it's time to hang out, and we party when it's time to party, and mm-hmm. we rehearse when it's time to rehearse. So, okay. Yeah.
Very cool.
We don't fight. Ever.
Don't fight.
Not yet.
No.
Like, face each other. There's no weird. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So when do you guys start?
Ooh, 9:30.
Oh, no. Your band, sorry. Oh, like, when do you guys, like, start playing together?
Oh, do you want to say it or me?
You go.
Okay. Well, I met Sam at one of his jazz gigs in Minneapolis, and I went up to him with a friend, and we were like, we really like your sound. And so Sam, the other dude, and I, we went to Sam's apartment, and we created our first song called Waiting on Ava. And we named it that because I was late to the songwriting session. So, yep, that's our hit single. And then we just kind of, I don't know, Sam and Andy have been friends forever. I've been friends with Ethan for a couple years. And, you know, Joey.
Just in the mix.
Yeah, Joey's in the mix. We met Joey through mutual friends.
Okay.
So, yeah, we all just became buds real quick.
Okay, very cool. And how, so you guys are all artists and... you obviously, you know, you have to pay the bills. So how is that living, you know, as an artist? Is it tough? Is it exciting still?
We all have multiple sources of income, so it's not really an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you guys still enjoy it? You guys are enjoying it?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
9:30 tonight and 8:30. Good luck finding Iris.
Right.
We'll be playing. Okay. Oh,
nice memory.
Thank
yeah,
you.
For yeah. sure. I'm Dan. Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joey.
Much
yep.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Take it easy. Yep. Come to the
job. Come drink beer. Come
drink beer. All right. That was great. That
I
was,
forgot to ask a question. Like, what what bird represents their band? Like,
oh, darn.
Or shoot. Like, what darn, what next kind time. Of bus does they sound like?
Right, so that was Pulse at Campus, and the band was called Ava. So they'll be playing tonight.
Noah will be there.
Cheeky. That was awesome. Oh, my
gosh.
They looked like really interesting people.
They looked interesting. I didn't know it was a band.
And it definitely
makes sense,
though.
It makes sense.
Oh, we never asked them why they were taking a picture next to that random guy on the wall.
Shoot.
Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed. We forgot to ask them to sing a little bit or like do a little performance.
Yeah,
but well, they want to save it. They don't want people to just hear.
That's
it.
True.
They
want
to. You gotta go to the real thing. You know. So.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, wow. So we have 7 minutes left, which leads us just enough time. Did you do? What were you doing while I was gone?
We were
just running through the yearly subscription costs, advertising,
perfect,
all the benefits, and
So, do you want to go ahead and do the Euro Minute?
Sure, we can do the Euro Minute.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give you a better introduction. Okay. So as it's the first show of the semester, so this show has been around for 3 years. You know, I've had members come, leave. Especially Pete. It seems like every other time he comes, and the next time he's kicked off for life. But anyway, we've had a lot of segments on the show, and this is the longest running segment. This is us. This is the Euro Minute. I'm brought to you by Calvin Lee, one of the strongest contributors to Spooning, and this is actually the 200th Euro Minute. So it's really impressive. So welcome.
Yeah, you know, 100 through 200 flew by real quick for me, but happy to be here for my bicentennial or whatever it might be. So let's get it kicked off straight away. So the biggest event involving European players this last week was the African Nations Cup final from Gabon, and it featured Egypt against Cameroon. And it was Arsenal striker Mohamed Elneny getting it started for the Land of the Pharaohs, putting Egypt 1-0 up after half an hour. But that was canceled out by Nicolas Nkulu after 66 minutes, leveling it up for Cameroon before an otherworldly goal from Besiktas striker Vincent Aboubakar brought glory to the Indomitable Lions and Cameroon. So Cameroon wins the African Nations title, and now all the players have returned to the European club sides. And another big event happening in the sport of rugby this week is the Six Nations Cup has gotten underway. England were able to score a very late try to beat the Les Bleus 1916 at Twickenham, which you might remember where an NFL game was played this year. And finally, your Premier League roundup. Chelsea beat Arsenal 3-1 last weekend, and they are now 9 points clear at the top of the table over Tottenham, while Liverpool continue to struggle, have not won a game in this calendar year, and are now in fifth place, while the championship beckons to Hull, Crystal Palace, and Sunderland. And this has been your European Minute.
Jeez, can you say that name one more time?
Oh, Vincent Abubakar.
I love it.
My favorite part is when you do, like, who's going to get relegated. That was a good one. But my favorite is when you go, like, and Crystal Palace with 13 points are certainly doomed.
Yes. Oh, man. It's always good to poke fun at the less fortunate.
Indeed.
If this dentist gig really doesn't work out, I think you could be a sportscaster for the Euro. For the Euro leagues.
Appreciate that, man. It's a fun gig. I enjoy contributing that to Spooning every week. So.
Yes, thank you. Who are the El Blues?
Le Bleu.
Le Bleu. Who's Le Bleu?
That's the name of French national teams in general, yeah.
Okay, Le Bleu, okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
So 4 minutes left. Thanks, Cal. Maybe just some closing thoughts, plans for the weekend. Just a little update on me. So I got this independent study for looking at the history of St. Olaf, and I'm excited about it. I've been telling it to...
The history of St. Olaf?
Yeah, that's the idea. I'm really excited about that. I've been telling way too many people about it with no... It was just purely non-sequiturs with no context whatsoever. So I'm really excited about that. Get to work with one of my favorite professors and hopefully bring the student body a little more information about their past, because we have some really cool stories to tell, and I think it'd be cool to feel a part of something. You know, we're here for 4 years, but it's bigger than 4 years. You know, some really cool things have happened on this campus, so I'm really excited about the prospect of being able to communicate the past to students and alumni. Yeah.
You're like a disciple of Jesus in a way.
How so?
Like writing the Bible, you're writing the history of St. Olaf,
right,
in a multifaceted, technological way.
Right, that's the idea. Okay. Yeah, that's the idea.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was inspiring.
Thank you.
I also have a interesting research independent study.
You would one up me.
Which mine is a little bit more relevant to our society. With
I beg to differ, but continue.
Well, my group between like these two lovely ladies, group members, we are studying the racial microaggressions towards Black Americans, and seeing we made this scale that tests people's how willing are people to commit these microaggressions? And now we're going to take it a little bit, like, a next step further and see if we can get it published. So
that's sweet.
Yeah. Can you publish your Oli?
We'll see. I've talked to the marketing department here at St. Louis. So
smart.
We'll see if they give me a potential avenue.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but excited for the new semester.
Yeah, awesome.
My closing comments, just one thing in addition to the Euro Minute. Last year's champions, Leicester City, are absolutely in abysmal form right now. They got dismissed 3-0 last weekend by Manchester United and are now just 1 point clear of the drop zone. If they went down, they would be the first champions to then be relegated the next season since 1937 when Manchester City did it. So that could be something to keep an eye on in the coming weeks.
Very interesting.
Where do we even keep an eye on that?
I usually just Google the table. Yeah.
Okay.
Classic.
ESPN Sports app. I can't really top anything that's been said. Just going to enjoy the weekend.
Understandable. Yeah, it should be a good one.
Yeah.
Nothing really planned right now.
Yeah.
So
night
really,
without Dimitri on campus.
Except for that party tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what about...
He's not on campus tonight.
He's going to be here tomorrow.
He's going to be here tomorrow, yeah.
Where's he going?
Funeral?
Yeah, Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa. Oh,
okay. Sadly. So that about wraps it up. This was the first installment of Spooning. I'm really excited for the semester with you guys. And I think we can keep making these great shows. Who knows? We'll get addicted and start a podcast after we graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned on that front. But we'll hopefully keep you entertained for the rest of the semester. All right. We'll see you next week at 6:00. Bye. Bye? What?
Douche. Yeah, this is the time of the program where we're asking each viewer to just donate $5 if everybody donates.